You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up! I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man of the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
We need to change that intro with Pastor E and brothers. Welcome tonight to Man of the Movement here with myself. This is the second week of every month that we discuss mentoring and sowing into young men's lives that they can now not go through the struggles, that they can now see a greater light by our struggles and by our mishaps and by our inability to follow instructions. Yes, Man of the Movement, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I put it behind me. I'm operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me now. I am the head and not the tail. Now I am the lender and not the borrower. Now I am called according to my purpose. Now I am the God in me through Christ Jesus Christ. Through Christ Jesus. Now we put that into motion right now. And this is here on the network, the Now Network, Resurrection Week. We are exploring. We are talking about. But here for us brothers tonight, he went and he chose men, disciples to follow him, and then women came. But his first choice, his first introduction was to men that he felt he could sow into to make us now, watch this, like him, to be fisher, what, of men, not fisher of fish, but fishermen of men. So I want to talk about that tonight in following Christ as men. Last night, if you were on Let's Talk Jesus, you know we emphasized the point of experiencing the crucifixion. But even before the crucifixion, there was, we explained that last night. It didn't start there. It started in the courtyard. It started in front of the governor. It started, when he was being condemned and then traded out for the murderer and when they let Barabbas go. That was now the beginning of the road to Calvary. That's what I want to pull out of my brothers tonight. I know Pastor Dwayne is already on board. I'm going to bring him in soon. I'm not going to preach this tonight because there is a lot of word in this that I could just go throughout the whole segment. But I want this to be universal in how we share with others to really identify. It's up to each and every one of us, even my sisters, my covenant sisters that are on board for Women Speak Now. It's so important that we experience what the real walk of Calvary, that walk, the pain, the suffering, the cost that was paid for us, my brothers, that as we man up, we learn that we show others that it was not by anything we did, but the cost, the price that has already been paid. I mean, it wasn't a nice scenery. In Matthew's recollection in chapter 27, verse 29, it says, when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and it read in his right hand, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to be crucified. Now, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by the name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to the place of Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him a sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. See, following Christ is not a beginning of joy, my brothers. It's not a beginning of cookies and cream or of a glorious situation, because for us to really experience Remember, I talked about this last week. The point of no return for me is first experiencing the price that was paid for me. So it's much easier for me to go ahead and release the things that have happened in my life, all the stuff I've been holding on to, all the things that I have been letting block my, watch this, my progression, my elevation in God, that now by, just experiencing. Remember, not by the letter, but by the Spirit of God. And by now having him on the inside of us, we can now experience God to say, I want to know why. Why I should follow him. I know I should follow him because he followed his father. He followed instructions. And in Luke 9, chapter 9, is a description of what the life of a true disciple looks like. See, a real disciple denies himself. That's off the bat. A real disciple takes up his cross, not someone else's. He takes up his cross, because don't you know, if you have not experienced the cross, you can never take up the cross. Woo, glory. And a real true disciple follows Jesus. And that means that's without any, it's not attractive. It's some people say that we're not in our right minds for us to deliberately choose a life that follows after the pain and suffering of the price that was paid for us. Well, I'm learning that by experiencing the price, that now I can exemplify the price, that people can really see the revelation of God through me, because he dwells in me. And it's actually, I gave up my life. I put out to everyone, I have no rights. It's Christ that has all the rights. I have no authority. Christ has all the authority. And since Jesus had to embrace the cross and die, all of us followers, all of us must embrace our own cross and die. See, following Jesus means to die to self, embrace the sacrifice, look forward to the suffering and the pain, because you know you go through with purpose, because the Bible also says no cross, no worth, pain and rejection for his sake, and to follow him whenever he leads us. The world will ask you all the time, my brothers, and we may even get some opposition tonight. Why would you do that? What could provide the incentive for every one of us to die for Jesus? It's very simple, because he died for me. That's what motivates us. That what now puts us into a position of following Jesus by first denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following him in obedience, following him wherever he leads, following whatever he commands. That means no options. Go to swish it with me today. Swish, no options. When people say, well, why do you do that? Because I have no options. See, when we get a mentality of the no option principle, we don't worry about what comes against us, because we just keep on, whoosh, get out the, whoa, no options, because I have no options to even contemplate that. Swish, get out the way. Get out, move, get thee behind me, because the only thing I can focus on is what the will of God is for me and his will. My obedience to be led, my obedience to follow him. Now, we're going to talk about, just for real quick, we're going to talk about verse 24, 25, and 26 of Luke chapter 9. But Jesus gives the answer to all of the questions that we just asked. In 24, 25, and 26, they all begin with four, F-O-R. That if four introduces a reason for something or a because, it introduces three reasons for following Christ. And it all explains that it's not our will, but the will of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 24, 25, and 26. Hallelujah. I'm flipping pages all over the place, because I am excited to be here tonight with each and every one of my brothers, each and every one of my sisters, each and every one of my covenant partners that are in, watch this, the position to say, I want better. I'll do better. and I'm willing to follow instructions. So Heavenly Father God, we pray tonight. We pray that you grip our hearts. You compel us to become true followers, not just in word, but in deed. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that your word says to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow you. And we know that makes the difference. So, Lord, we say thank you. We say in obedience, we'll follow. In obedience, we'll listen. In obedience, we will share. And then we'll go. And we'll go and make disciples in all the land. Oh, no, first on my street, then my block, then my neighborhood, then my city, then my state. Then we'll go somewhere else. And then we'll travel around. And all of our covenant partners here in the United States, we will connect, saying we have done what God has called us to do to go to the next level. But we thank you, Lord, that it's not by power, might, or our own agendas, but by your will that we surrender all to you right now. That it's not our will, but your will to be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Look what it says is in verse 20. Let's just start at 23 since we've already read that. It says, then he said to them all, not to one, but to them all, if anyone, you know what I'm going to tell you right now, I'm talking to anyone. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. When? Now. Daily, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Watch this. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. See, step number one in following Christ, my brothers, is losing to gain. Not to gain riches, not to gain glory, because that's losing my life, saying I'm no longer concerned. I'm no longer concerned with the things of this world, because I lose it right now, because those are the things that always led me wrong. But when I lose my life for Christ's sake, Christ saves my life by giving me a new life in him. Oh, yes. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Read the whole chapter 5, but you know the verse. But when we seek to save our lives, we know it's by giving up the old life and being redeemed. We don't have to worry. We don't have to lay in a sea of unforgiveness, but now live in a life of forgiving at all cost. We don't preserve our lives for what we think will happen here on this earth. We preserve our lives in the spirit for what we know what will happen in heaven. See, Jesus is talking about those people who want to have their best lives now. Oh, yes, it's going to be greater in heaven. But don't you ready for the best life you can have right now? And he says that they are healed for eternal. Eternal life. Everlasting life. And know it. You will lose it one way or another. But when we try so hard to hang on to this old life, to this old self, the comforts, the luxury, we'll eventually lose it. We'll lose the present life, because 100 out of 100 people will die of the physical. We'll grow old. We'll finally end this life here on earth. But when we strive to watch, not live in vain, but live in the glory of God, to say, I want to be acceptable today, God. I want to hold my life for you, that you live in me. and the old me dies. When? Constantly. Now. And I know that my loss today is my gain now. That I could go to the next level. And I know that I don't lose it for my sake. I lose it for his sake. Because without him, I can do nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. And with him, we can do how many things? Slap a high five in the Holy Spirit. All things. And we know it's not by my power. It's not by my might. It's by the Spirit of God. He is the one who will save me. He will find my real life. In this life and in the world to come, it will be abundant. abundant life in Christ win right now, promised to his followers. And we will find everlasting life in his presence in heaven. See, that's motivation to be wholehearted in obedience, to be in true submission to the Christ that is life. Do you want life? The question would be today is are you sick and tired of death? And you say, well, I'm still walking the earth. No, death is that pain and that suffering and those depressional things that always make us worry. But life that is given more abundantly is by following him through that experience, but then following the instructions, because we lose to gain. Here's another step. You want to lose your life to gain your soul. And it's this is the interesting point in Luke's version. It's different than Matthew, Mark, because both Matthew and Mark, it reads, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul instead of forfeiting himself? See, the other gospels have it forfeit his soul. But we have to look at the distinct point of Luke and knowing that for what is a man profited? See, Jesus, he appeals to, you know, what will profit you? Is it those things that you know will damage you? Because that's denying myself. And I know I can be persuaded to make decisions that will produce much fruit. Because my profit is not mine. My profit is not yours. The profit is his. That we can say, glory, have your way. Verse 25. For what profit is it a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? See, some things you got to know you can't take with you. And the best thing is to have a plan of attack to get it distributed to the right people. Verse 26, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father and of the holy angels. Oh, he's coming. And following him says, I'm preparing myself for the coming of the Lord. I'm losing so I can gain my Savior back. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of him. I'm going to proclaim him, and I'm going not. Now watch. See, being ashamed of him is now being, you know, not willing to share him. But of his words, that means being ashamed of his words, I am not willing to follow his instructions. Why would Christ embarrass me when he gave me life? Why would Christ make me ashamed when everything of glory is in him? Because guess what? What you put in is what you come, what will come out. Because if you're ashamed of him, he says, so will the Son of Man be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of his Father and the holy angels. There is a day that Jesus is coming. He will return in his glory, and he'll be accompanied by the glory of his Father and of the holy angels. And then Matthew even added, he says, and will then repay every man according to his deeds. See, Jesus is talking already then, 3,000 years ago, about the second coming. That us brothers got to step up. It's time to man up. It's time to get right. So we can go home. And then is it not just me doing it? Is it not just you doing it? But it's all of us doing it. Here in Los Angeles, in Compton, in Wisconsin, in Madison, in Chicago, in Florida, in Texas, all over, we're starting to say, you know what? We can man up together. And that's the glory of God in each one of us that's magnifying him, that we're following the example, and we're not leaving anything out. We're going to all measures to know how God has put me in the right position to follow him. Oh, hallelujah. It's the difference between losing and gaining my life. losing or gaining my soul, losing or gaining my Savior. See, I need my life. I need my soul. I need my Savior right now. And guess what? These reasons are enough, because we will be tempted not to follow Jesus. Don't think it's just that simple. As we draw closer to him, the enemy is still whispering in our ears to go the other direction. But I say tonight, as we man up and get ready to open the lines, Pastor Dwayne, get ready. We have to know that for every great thing, there's a hindrance. See, because there's some worldly comforts out there people are still paying attention to. There's still some desires for worldly riches out there that folks are still paying attention to. There is still some desire for worldly approval. We looking for man to say good job, a good and faithful servant, job well done. Instead of knowing we need to be seeking God for every desire is no longer ours, but his desires that live. And it's time to go to that level, that next level in God that says, I'm a man in God. I am walking according to the purpose of God. I am being in agreement with God. Oh, I'm manning up. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me now. I am the head and not the tail now. I am the lender and not the borrower now. I am called according to my purpose now. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus now. But if you don't know what he did for you, you can never experience or never have the revelation of knowledge of how to go through with purpose. Oh, this is Resurrection Week here on the network. And we're gonna talk about every aspect of Jesus. Oh, we talked about Jesus on fire last night, the crucifixion. The Bible says Paul said, I have been crucified with him. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. You know when he lives in you? That means you've experienced every part of Jesus. When you let this mind be in you, that's just not the good things. That's letting you have a remembrance, a touchstone of the price that's been paid for you. Pastor Dwayne, good evening, my brother. Man up. What's up?
Good evening, my brother. Man up. Man, it's I like the way you put it. I like the way you put the format together, because, you know, it's a wonderful topic on today. We are talking about our Lord and Savior. I want to piggyback off of the 23rd verse.
It's called tag team. Tag team.
I want to tag. Yeah, because he said, if a man, he says, 23, if any man who comes after me must deny himself and take up his cross. First of all, you know, I like that, man, because he give us an understanding. He give us a new understanding from an old understanding. Before, we couldn't follow the high priest because the high priest was, in so many ways, the high priest had to be righteous. The high priest had to come out through a different journey, through a different genealogy, you know. But he gave us this idea. He said to us, if you want to follow me, you got to get rid of your issues. You got to get rid of your concerns. You got to get rid of what folks going to say, because a lot of folks going to tell you, I'm not the risen king. A lot of folks going to tell you, I'm not God. You got to get rid of other folks, because if you don't get other folks, you won't be able to follow me. You won't be able to do the things that you see me do. You won't be able to understand who I am. You won't be able to come out of your own frame. You won't be able to come out your own thoughts. And he's saying, you know, you got to lose your life. He's not saying lose your life like, you know, you know, like physically. He's talking about spiritually. Spiritually, you got to lose the life. What life? The life that you are coming to. We are coming to the world society. We are coming to the television. We are coming to the TVs. We are coming to our jobs. We are coming to smell, think, talk, eat. We are coming to those things. And so he said you got to lose your life to that, because what I'm taking you, you're going to have to walk in the spirit. Well, I'm taking you, you're going to see things that if you look at it in the natural eyes, it may scare you. Well, I'm taking you that you're going to see things risen and they're going to be dead and they're going to be risen. Well, I'm taking you that you got to lose that, because you can't come with me with the frame of thought that you have. Why? Because you get confused. Your mind won't understand. your body won't understand. Your body can't go. Your body can't go where I'm going. You got to go within the spirit. Because if you try to go with your flesh, the flesh can enter the kingdom of heaven. He said the flesh can't go to heaven. The spirit can go to heaven. The flesh gonna go back to the dirt. So what he's saying is that, no, follow him. He said, if any man who come after me must after me, he must lay down himself, lay down the things that I learned, lay down the things that the world had taught me. Because if I keep just thinking about what the world taught me, it's going to be hard for me to understand what he's trying to teach me. He gives me riddles. He gives me things, man, that I have never heard in my life. He gives me things that I have never witnessed, but I get the chance to witness. If we go back into the Old Testament, that's why we got two books. We got the Old Testament. It's the Old Testament. It's the New Testament is revealed. He came from the Old Testament, but the Old Testament started walking in the New Testament. He started speaking to us. He started giving us ways of come up out of our sin nature. He started speaking to us how to come out from our addictions. He's giving us ways that we don't have to be bound. He's giving us ways saying you the head, not the tail. He's giving us ways saying you the lender, you not the borrower. He's telling us things, man, that can't no other man tell us. Can't nobody else put us in this position but our only God. He's giving us things, man. He's giving us bits and pieces saying that, you know, if you love me, if you confess that you love me, I'm going to confess to whoever come around. I'm going to confess to principalities. No, you can't touch him. No, you can't come against him. No, you can't. The weapon may form, but it's not going to prosper. Not saying that it's going to, you're going to hear the bits and pieces, but yet you're going to keep on walking. Why? Because you and me. That's why he give you these things. I'm going to abide in you. You're going to abide in me. You know, you are greatest he that is in you in the world, that you're a new creature, that you can do all things. If I be for you, who can be against you? He's speaking language that we've never heard before. So we gotta let ourselves die. We gotta let ourselves die that we can be risen. We can be risen in the spirit. Our spirit get up quickened. Our spirit get up well. Paul says it best. You know how Paul says it. We're contrary. The flesh wanna do one thing, then the spirit. So it's a warfare going in. So once we die to our flesh, now the spirit man can live. Now we can do all things. Now we're able to understand the scripture. Now we can walk the scripture out. For whoever should, he's saying, for whoever will save his own life will lose it. I ain't trying to save my life. No, I can't save my life. I don't have the power to save my life. I need to give up my life. My life don't mean nothing to me. My life don't mean nothing to me without Christ. I need to give up my life so I can live better. So I can think better, so I can walk better, so I can talk better, so I can look better, so I can act better, so I can understand things better. I got to give up my life. This life in the flesh doesn't mean nothing. Because why? Because he gives me a new life. He gives me a new perspective. He's saying that I can look at things and call it by name. He said I can get spiritual antenna. I'm able to speak. I'm able to raise the dead. I'm able to speak prosperity. I'm able to speak words in prophetic. You know, I'm able to operate in prophetic. I'm able to prophesy. Why? Because myself died. I got out of that mentality that I used to be in, the things I used to do, the places I used to go, the things I used to do. I don't do those no more. Why? Because the Christ has risen in me. I'm no longer who I was. I'm a new creature in Christ. God has risen. I've risen with him. When he was on the cross, I was on the cross with him. When he went to the tomb, I was on the tomb with him. When he went to hell, I was in hell with him. But when he got up with all the keys, when he got up, I got up with him. That's why I say I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. And so by being a new, I'm not coming to the old things. I'm new. I don't understand these things. And that's what I like about our Lord and Savior, man. He give us things, man. He give us things to tell you, like, I love you, you know. No greater love has a man laid down his life for you. You know, I'm showing you how much I love you. Even though you're going to make mistakes, but I still love you. Even though that you ain't going to get everything together. But if you just keep denying self, if you just keep putting letting self go, die daily. Once you start letting things die, I'm giving you more. I'm coming more in you. I'm desiring more out of you. I'm giving you more of me. I'm giving you more of me. Now you start smelling like me. Now you start thinking like me. Now you start walking like me. Now you're able to love like me. Now you can able to forgive like me. Now you can able to just say, you know, in his hand I be. You can do all that now. You couldn't do all that before because you was in the flesh. That's what he told the disciples. He told them, he said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. They knew how to fish. They don't need him to come tell them how to fish. That's their lives. That's how they feed their family. And you know, the scripture gives us an understanding. These men had life. They had career. They had jobs. So when he came to them, tell them how to fish, they know how to fish, but they didn't know how to fish in the spirit. They didn't know how to fish. They didn't know how to fish like fish of man. They didn't know how to fish like, he wasn't talking about the natural. He talking about the spiritual. And so once they got hold to it, that's why they dropped everything. He said he gives it and take it. He got everything. Everything I need is in him. Everything I need is in him. If I need to feed my family, is in him. If I need to prosper, is in him. If I need
to
get healing, is in him. If I need to get deliverance, is in him. If I need my marriage to grow great, is in him. If I need my kids to come up be better than what they is now, I need to follow him. Why? Because
man up.
The key to the future. Man up. Man up.
Man up.
Man up.
Man up. Man up. Man up. Man up. Man up. Oh my God! I mean, is there a fire shut up in your bones? What? Woo, Jesus!
Oh my God! My God!
This is Resurrection Week. We are working this whole week into resurrect me, Jesus. I'm looking for a new me. Y'all ain't gonna know who you ain't gonna know the person you gonna see next week. I'll be like, what's going on with Pastor E? He is, man. Everything is like he ain't never done it before.
Uh huh. Yup.
That's you know, I take this as a brother to brother. I'm just being transparent. I take this time every season to renew and resurrect because we're not perfect. I need us all to be in agreement. We are not perfect, but it's
perfect.
Constant change. It's constant awareness of our shortcomings, not waiting for God to go to us. Let's fix ourselves because you know who you know you better than you know anybody.
That's it.
We know it before it ever comes forward, what we'll be about to do. When we stop those things in our minds, we're starting to really grow as men to be accountable to God completely. Manning up.
That's
anybody
it.
Else want to get in? Now, me,
I'm a
release Pastor Dwayne again, but if anybody else want to get in on this conversation tonight, go ahead and dial one and come on in and let's man up. Let's encourage somebody. Let's talk about the cost that has been paid. It was a big cost. Even greater, and I know you know this, Pastor, but some people don't know the greater cost that it was not the physical stuff that happened that we see that we have a record of. It was the cost of heaven because God had to release him. God had to be disconnected from him on that cross. God ain't going to be harmed. God ain't going to be damaged and beat on.
Mm-mm.
God had to release his son. Remember he said, why have you forsaken me? Because God had to let him go. Because when he went to Hades, God wasn't going to go to hell.
Nuh-uh.
But when Jesus went, he broke the veil. Oh, hallelujah. He broke the veil of sin and death. He broke the veil of sin and death. He broke the veil of sin and death. And then he got up. Oh, hallelujah. He rolled back that stone. and he came out as a light. And a light that's shining on all of us to this time. But we have to know when we're talking about the cost. It wasn't the physical. It was, can you imagine? I know a mother out there could share with us today on being disconnected from a baby. Something that they have carried 9 months long. How the anguish would be if that baby was taken away. Think about God giving a piece, not of him, of a baby, but of himself and releasing it. Woo, that had to be, that was a cost.
Woo.
That was a cost.
That was a cost. That had to be a cost.
See, that's a big cost there. When we look at it from that perspective, I like that word you're using tonight. Need a new perspective. It's time to get right, church. And we got a man up together. We got a women up together. We got a Jesus boy together. We got to praise the Lord together. We got to get it right together. It is time to do it right now. We got a woman speak now. Want to come in on the call, Minister Charlene? There's a fire in your bone. I feel it before you even say something. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with myself and Pastor Dwayne.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Ed, Pastor Dwayne. God bless you both. There is a fire. You know, God is, he's our creator, but he is our mother and our father. He loves us. Woo! He nurtures the men like he's their mother. But, you know, it's just the love of God because he has pity, he has compassion. He created man, you know, in his image. He gave a plan for them to be leaders. But, you know, what I also found out about the scripture says, and he said to them all, if any man or woman, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And what I got out of that is, you know, yeah, in society it's easy to have, you want to have your friends, you know, your crew, and, you know, y'all, you know, sometimes it's peer pressure as a young man, as a man, because you would feel
come on now. It's big time. Big time.
You don't want, it's time to represent because you don't want to take down, and then they're pulling you when God wants you to be a light, so you're by his, you know, knowing that he's the light of your life, so that they can be one to Christ. So he wants you to continue to press through to live for Christ because God loves you like a mother would love, like her chicks, her babe, you know, and so. And then, you know, we continue saying, well, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Yeah, you know, it's easy to take down and say, you know, they say, oh, you're a Jesus freak, or, oh, you know, you love God. Well, you know what? Yeah, I do. And you know
I
what?
Am.
And you can tell them, you know what? And God loves you too. You know, because it's like whatever our natural mother couldn't give God by his love as the creator, loving us and creating us, he can impart that to us. He's like, I love you so great. You know, he loves us so much to healing us, my God, so that we're not trying to, like, you know, put up some image or something at all. You know, like, it's not weak to cry. It's not weak to say, you know, I'm a Christian. That's not a, you know, people used to say, you know, church is for weak people. No, it's not. It's for people that need Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God, it's where they can hear the gospel. And, you know, we always hear that. And, you know, he said, well, what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself? Or be cast away. So you don't want to be a sellout to your friends and all this hoopla, you know, with that crew, and miss Jesus Christ yourself. Let alone you don't want your friends lost. If you really realize that God came to save you, that's what you hunger for. You chase after that, so they can come and go with you. Then y'all can provoke each other and say, you know what? God loves me too. God loves us too. That's a better fellowship. That's a fellowship in light. That's a fellowship in being reunited to God. That's the love that God had when Jesus died for us on the cross, but to unite us, my God, to his love, my God, for our souls. Hallelujah. And he doesn't want us to be ashamed of that. He said, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, my God, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. So, yeah, that God, that person is supposed to be that light. My God, if they don't want to let the light shine amongst their friends, God have mercy. Jesus said, of him would I be ashamed of. My God. So it's not worth the risk.
Man, it sure isn't.
Mm.
There's consequences. Mm. And people don't, you know, they will say it's all good. No, it's not. There's consequences. And we've been living those consequences on our own behalf. But when you come to God, talking to my brothers out there that are believers, that hold titles and all those things. When you come to God, even though you can fall and get back up, but you're still held to a higher accountability than anyone else.
Yeah.
And following him has to be so has to be so dynamic in my decision making that I'm not turning back. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to be led by that enemy who's in your ear just like he is mine, trying to tell you to go backwards.
You know what, and it's okay to say bye-bye because you can say goodbye to old friends and say hello to new friends. It's going to provoke you to living for Christ. I mean, yeah, you feel like you have to cut folk off, but it's not really that. It's like, is the risk worth it, losing my own soul? I'm trying to win you to Christ too, but if I got to play down the conviction of salvation in my life to be your friend, I got to give a goodbye. I have to say bye. Love
well,
you.
Well, you know, I'm going to help somebody tonight because this is the easiest way to go about it. When you live all for Christ and don't accept anything else, you ain't got to tell people bye-bye. They don't call no more. When every time they you answer the phone and you say, Jesus loves you, man, we have a Bible study over here. Come over here. But they call you to complain, they going to stop calling you. When every time they see you, they see the light of Jesus in you, you ain't got to tell them get away and don't come around no more. They gonna stay away. I'm telling you, this is by example. I'm telling you, this is a personal testimony.
No, I didn't mean like shutting them off. I meant like if they don't want to be with you, you have to accept the fact that they don't want to be with you. That's what I mean by saying bye, you know.
No. I'm saying the same thing. We're talking the same language. I'm just saying that a lot of people get in bondage because they don't want to tell you bye. Even though they know they need to let you go, even though they know that they need to release you, I'm just giving another option to take on saying no by action and no, not by word. Because when you say yes to Jesus, people that say no to Jesus don't follow you no more. They don't call you no more.
Yeah.
So instead of circumventing the system where it feels like you did something wrong, no, just be right and everything wrong will leave. That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
We ain't gotta be ugly about it. All we gotta be is Jesus about it. Everything else that's not Jesus must go.
That's it right there. Yes, Lord.
That's it.
Mm. I need to write a book on that one. That's a bestseller. How do you get the things out your life that you don't need? Don't worry about them and seek Jesus. See, it's a 3-page book, y'all.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to get in this conversation? Come on and get involved. The joy of the Lord is flowing, and I'm so glad that the women speak up too, because that's really where we have our biggest fun here on the network is on the last Tuesday and the last Thursday of the collaboration between Man Up and Women Speak Now. I can see God. I'm speaking prophetically, joining those shows together every night. Every Tuesday and Thursday that we have some kind of collaboration, because I was just talking to at our community center in Compton, Sylvia Nunn's Angels, where I am donating my services to just sowing people's lives at that place. We were just talking today is that, you know, it really means a lot to it's a lot of hurt women out there that aren't on the broadcast that just hearing it from a man, honestly, could change their whole forgiveness point and their willingness to now trust again and believe again, not in man, but believe in God. Then God sends the man that you can believe in. Woo, there's another book. Somebody write that down.
That's another book.
That's a bestseller.
Look, I'm on one. Oh my God. Minister Terry, come on into the discussion. Man Up here. This is Man Up the Movement, but yes, this is the collaborate. Let's collaborate.
Collaboration. Amen, man. That's the movement.
Somebody text Minister Michelle and tell her I'm collaborating.
Yes. Good evening, family. I'm enjoying it. I've enjoyed Minister Charlene and Pastor Dwayne and Pastor E.E. I have enjoyed you guys listening to you guys because I think we all, you know, reading the Gospels for myself, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we have to visualize. We have to visualize them. Spirit, what happened on that cross. We have to visualize what happened on that cross. And like, reading it in 10, when they beat him and disrobed him and everything, we have to visualize that. I've watched movies on this and I've read this, just each and every one over and over, you know. But Jesus remained so graceful. He was so graceful. He didn't get upset. He just asked the Father to forgive them. Forgive them. Because, you know, I believe Jesus knew his purpose. He knew what his purpose was. And we have to know what our purpose is in Christ Jesus, you know. To just let, he didn't die in vain. And I thank him. I thank him every day. I thank his Father. I thank the Lord for the Word, you know, because the Word, it gives life. It gives everlasting life. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Ooh, thank you. This has been awesome. I'm listening to you guys because he is alive. A lot of times I hear people when they're in the
wait,
country,
he's alive when? He's alive when?
Right now. You hear people when they're in a crisis, they call on Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help me. You know, they call on him. Don't wait till the crisis. Call on him all the time.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, abiding you and you and him. Oh, this is awesome. Yes, he is alive. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I'm enjoying this. Man up. Hallelujah.
Yes. Man up. We go. Yes. Give another shout out. Man up.
Man up. I'm enjoying this. Praise the Lord.
Man up. We doing it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, this is Man Up, the movement and the spirit of agreement. Oh my God, that just gets me something. Just like, oh, I can't even move when I say that, because we are really agreeing. The word is really coming to fruition in the spirit. You said something. You got to begin to not just read it, but start to see it, visualize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have walked Calvary.
Yeah.
I have. I'm not bragging or anything, but I've taken the time to study the Word of God, where it's not through the letter, but through the Spirit I've experienced.
Yeah.
And none of the things that ever happened to me could ever match up to that.
Mm-mm.
Nothing I've ever done, there was no worth in what he did for the things I did. I couldn't even. I've studied, and I've really. I'm talking to everybody right now. I've really said, well, that was for me, because I did this and that. And you know what? When I look at the price that he paid, spiritually first,
paid it all,
and physically second, I'm not worthy.
Yeah,
I'm not worthy. He paid too much for me. I wasn't worth that cost he paid for me. He paid too much for me. I don't know. Maybe somebody else did worse than I did, but I don't think it's nothing under the sun that I have not been involved. Oh, my God.
No, we all have fallen short of the glory.
But I still, I'm not worthy of what he paid for me. But I can be resurrected.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great. But I still have the right to be resurrected with him. I still have the right to be crucified with him. I still have the right to be buried with him. But when I get up, he says in Colossians chapter 3, he says, seek those things which are in heaven, not which are on earth.
Yeah. Mm. Amen.
Am I going to make a decision tonight? Have we learned that we have to go after him? That we must deny ourselves, that we must take up our crosses and follow him. He's given us the principles to follow. And you know what? I'm going to tell you now, it's the best decision you can ever make.
Yes.
It will mean the difference between losing or gaining your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You mentioned this at the beginning of the broadcast. You mentioned that following instructions. Following instructions out of the word.
Yes.
You did mention that. Ooh, yes.
Oh, you're taking notes, huh? You're building that journal. I can't wait to physical see your journal, because you be writing. Oh, hallelujah.
I be writing. You know, I get confirmation. I go to Word of God. I write and get confirmation because, I'm telling you, I'm just excited with it because,
well, you know, we have to remember.
I was missing something. Reading this word, you know, and a lot of people, they, you don't want to miss out on this. Everybody reads everything else. You have to read.
Well, I mean, as we learn in this lesson here, it's all about losing or gaining, not in between. There's no in between. You either are losing or gaining. Losing and gaining your life, losing or gaining your soul, losing or gaining your Savior.
My God. And if I can say this, you just said something, and it got me to go back to 25. You know, you said we're not worthy. We're not worthy of what we're not worthy for him to go on the cross. all that beating and spit on and his hair pulling and his clothes.
Yeah.
We're not worthy for that. We 50 rags. We wasn't worthy for that. We wasn't worthy for him to down the cross. Why? Because we put him he knew that we'd put him back up there. He knew that we'd turn against him. But 25 says, 25 give us this. He said, what would a man gain the whole world and lose your soul? You know you're not worthy for me to down the cross. So you can gain the whole world, but what you gonna give me to give? What you gonna give me to compensate me for dying
man
on the cross?
Up.
What are you gonna give me? You can't give me nothing. There's nothing that we can give him. But all he ever want us to do, and he keep giving us. He keep calling us. He calls us every day. Come, 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 come. He don't turn it. He don't shut the door on us. You know, people shut doors on us. People don't let us come in the house. They call us names. People don't want to be involved with us. People don't want to have nothing to do with us. But he's still saying. He's not saying, I died for you, but he keeps saying, I love you. He said, great. What greater love would a man lay down his life for you? And that's what he's telling us. He's telling us, even though every year.
Love you, sis. God bless you.
Pastor
Charlene. Go get that worship on.
We go back and do the cross. Every year we go back and do the cross. Every year we go back and do the cross. And all he's saying is that all you got to do is, he said,
live the cross.
Let me be in you. Let me be in you. If you just let me be in you, if you just let me be, a part of you.
I just
want to be a part of you, because if I can be a part of you, then you understand that. You understand the cross. Because
do you understand what you're saying? Do you understand what you're saying? That even, watch this. Well, I'm going to blow your mind. Watch this. Even though he gave it all freely, he's still begging us to let him in.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Everything you're saying was Jesus saying, let me in.
Hallelujah.
I got better for you.
Hallelujah.
I know the plans I have for you. Oh, that's one of your favorite scripture, Minister Terry. I know I have the plans for you.
Yes. My God.
He's still pleading with us. Even though he's alive in heaven, he's still pleading with us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Jesus!
Hallelujah, Jesus!
Hallelujah, Lord!
Hallelujah, Lord!
And you know what? I was saving this to the end, but Pastor Dwayne put me on Main Street on this one, because guess what? When you take up your cross, it ain't the cross that was in the middle. It was one of them crosses that was to the left and to the right, because he wasn't up there by himself. There was three. Two that were worthy of the death of crucifixion.
My God.
One to the end still was cursing. That's me. One over here that was now getting a change. That's you. But guess what? That's us on those cross. Because guess what? I could never live up to what he did for me.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That middle cross belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
That middle cross can't
Jesus.
Be repeated. It can't be replicated. It can't be duplicated. You better get on one of them other crosses and learn how to take up your own cross.
Hallelujah.
Will you curse him? And he even, I still believe, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Michelle, I mean, not, she must be talking about me right now, Minister Terry.
Yes.
That guess what? Even the one that cursed him was forgiven.
Yeah.
Because he was, do you know how much anointing was through the blood that was pouring out of his body? That was automatic anointing, automatic healing. The guards got healed. They ran, they took off their Roman clothes and ran away and professed Jesus.
My God.
Yes.
Can you see that picture in your perception of that if the blood is that much power to save, when the blood came out of his physical body, can you imagine what happened to the people that was at the bottom of the cross?
Oh my God.
Hey, in resurrection week, we got to really experience every aspect. Mm-hmm. Not just the story, but every aspect.
Oh,
every aspect,
As you start feeling them whips on your back. Oh, you start feeling that crown on your head. Oh, my Jesus. You start feeling that ridicule and the disrespect.
fitting.
Oh my God.
But then you know that you know that you see now the glory of God by experiencing Him. Greater is He that's in me. When we say that, it's always good. That's a good thought. Oh, no, don't you know? Greater is He that's in me is the whole experience of Jesus.
My God, yes. My God.
Amen. Thank you.
That's what I'm preaching Sunday. I didn't know what I was preaching for Resurrection Sunday, but the whole experience of Jesus.
My
God. Yeah, I wish I could fly all my covenant partners in from all across the country to Compton, California for Resurrection Sunday in the park. We would tag team preach all day.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I know somebody that's waiting on me to bring her in, because I just said some things I know that fired her up. Evangelist Virginia, welcome to Man Up the Movement.
Man up.
Man up.
Man up.
Man up.
Man up.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I keep hearing you preaching on Man Up every week, and I look back at these young boys who are...
Have I ever showed you this?
Hello?
Now, go ahead. We can hear you.
Yes. And when you say man up, but guess what? There are a lot of young men out there need to man up, because I've been looking at a lot of them, even my little nephew. They are young men, and they are having babies. And I was telling my nephew the other day, I said, you know what? You say you're a daddy. Because you're a dad, that don't make you a man.
Well, yeah, and being a daddy don't make you a father.
That's what I told him. I said, don't make you a father. I said, you need to man up. I said, take this number, get on there, and call the Now Network so you can man up.
We need more of that. Oh,
yes,
oh my God, hallelujah. We need more of that, because there's some mothers out there on the line. I'm going to let you go after this, but I got to say this. There's some mothers out there listening right now that need to be forcing this number on Tuesday nights, put it on speakerphone, make it a family event. There's some children out there need to listen to us folks that did some crazy things and then messed up in life that could change their life. We want to mentor them. Share this. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Yes, man of God, because I said I know we all been there, done that, did that, or whatever. But now we have to share the love of God. We have to share with these young men and young women today how they need to line up their lives and how they need to man up, woman up, and get it right. We can do it because we have did things in the past, but the past is the past. We've been forgiven, but let's talk to them. I have shared so much with some of my family members. Take this number. Call in on Tuesday night. Call in, because he's talking about man up. Because my little nephew, I got a little boy. I think he's 2 months old. And I said, you think you're a man, huh? He said, well, no. I said, call this number. And let's man up. And he said, yes, ma'am. I don't know whether you're on the line or not, but I tell you what, man of God, this is awesome. Keep preaching and teaching. Man up. That's the best topic I've heard yet. Man up. And something
you
else
know,
you said.
I just got a drop from heaven when you said that. For my young brothers out there, man up means to strap up. Oh, my God, Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne probably did 3 flips. Man up means to strap up. Can I tell you, you don't need no kids until you got yourself together that you can provide. Children don't make you a man.
No, it doesn't.
Sex don't make you a man.
No, it doesn't.
They used to tell me, Evangelist, when I was a kid, if you didn't have this many women and you wasn't doing this, that was a lie. And that was a lie from hell. You better keep yourself pure, young men. If anybody listening to me tonight, live, archive, anywhere, you better keep yourself clear. You better keep yourself pure. You better keep yourself holy, because guess what? God got a blessing for you that you can be fruitful, but you'll be fruitful because not of your will, but the will of God. I've been fruitful by my seed, and my seed don't even like me. My seed don't want to follow me. My seed don't even know me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm being real. Because now I'm on another tip in life that my seed knew me as the world and thought they could come back to me now, and that's not going to work. I'm going to say to y'all out there right now, to be manning up, you better strap up.
Strap up means to
be celibate. But if you got to do it, you better put five or four of them on there, because one don't work.
Glory to God. I said that to my nephew. I said, Jesus, help me.
See confirmation? See confirmation?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Y'all going to start some Holy Ghost stuff over here tonight.
I did it. I had to tell him, and he looked at me, and he smiled. He said, yes, Aunt Virginia.
Oh, my
God. I said,
God.
Wait till you get back. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
We need to send the Jesus boys to Baton Rouge. We finna do a Jesus Boys No Rivals tour. And we gonna
and
go to all
asking,
of...
Yes.
Go ahead.
I said to my, I told them the other night, I said, y'all heard about the Jesus Boys? And they looked at me like, who is them? Who is that? I said, Justify and Two Crump for Jesus.
Wait. Oh, you missed out one. No, Pastor E. I am Justify and Two Crump for Jesus. We are the Jesus Boys. That's real talk.
Yes.
I need to send you one of our new pictures. You'll be like, oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
But
Lord,
here, this is something that's so dynamic. You can be a Jesus boy or a Jesus girl.
A Jesus girl.
Because Jesus got your back.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you're not on Facebook.
Jesus.
You ain't seen all the new pictures. I'm sorry. I got to send that to you. I done left you out the loop. I repent.
I repent.
You ain't on Facebook. Yeah, when they came out here, we Jesus boyed it down up in Compton. And we got us some shirts made. And we finna promote this thing all the way across the nation. But you could be a Jesus boy or a Jesus girl, too.
Yes.
All you got to do is say, yes, Jesus.
Yes,
everything,
Jesus.
Jesus. And then you can claim it yourself and say, I am Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
My
yes.
God.
Yes.
Hey, that's yes. you put something together there. Jesus boy and Jesus girl. Man, you put something together.
No. That's not me. Hold on. Let's back up. I am I am one of the Jesus boys, but the originator, the CEO founder is Ricky Bradford. I am Two Crunk for Jesus. Is the Jesus boys, but me and Justified have connected with him to now say we want to bond and covenant. But Two Crunk been doing Jesus boys when he was on Joel Osteen's stage at Lakewood Church singing, trust him. I'm trusting God. He was the only rapper to ever be on the main stage. The main Jesus boy. Two Crunk. I got to give him his props. Two Crunk for Jesus. Real talk.
Yes.
But now we are the Jesus boys. Pastor E, Ricky Bradford, Two Crunk for Jesus, Justin Milburn, I Am Justified. The three of us, we are the Jesus boys. They even let me, I'm doing the hooks on the songs now. Oh my God! We great. I don't know what's gonna happen. We're gonna do a concert in Compton with the secular rappers from Compton and Pyrex.
Come on,
Justified and Two Crunk for Jesus. Watch this. You're gonna hear all the genres of rap on one stage.
Yes, Lord.
And we're gonna be still saying, trust him.
Praise Jesus.
Trust him. Trust him.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
because every song they do, we're going to G-mix it. You know what a G-mix is?
What is it?
Anybody answer? Does anybody know what a G-mix is?
Tell us.
A G-mix is God mix. So I don't care if it was one of Drake's songs, one of anybody's song. they G-mix it and put Christian words to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, gracious Father.
So every song they do, my boys say they gonna G-mix every song they got.
Yes,
and we gonna do this in Compton. Oh, this summer we are having a gospel explosion along with the secular side. And I don't have confirmations, so I don't want to put their names out there yet. But there are several major rappers in Compton.
Yes, Lord.
That we finna get to come to with the major rappers in the Christian world. Oh, now we doing some things out here. We manning up. We manning up every Tuesday. We're about to go live with Man Up at the community center in Compton and bring brothers in that he'll be talking to us live as we're talking to you live. We're finna blow this thing up. Man, it's time to man up in my community. Are you ready to man up in your community? Because all you got to do is get a Bluetooth speaker, put your phone on it, put it on speaker, and now you can have man up in your community. It's time to grow this thing. It's time to explode this thing. And you may be a female. Come on, still man it up. If they don't want to listen, make them listen. If they're at your house, they got to listen to this while they're at your house.
Glory to your God, Lord Jesus.
Glory
it's time
to
get radical, y'all. It's time to say, hey, I'm helping you. If I'm helping you, you got
radical.
To do this. If I'm sowing into your life, this is one thing you have to do. Listen to 52 Weeks of Love every Friday at 12 noon, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and all of the – or listen to Man Up or listen to – this is a requirement for me to sow into your life that you come and give the word. Can we get so radical that we start making people? Because I know it's a lot of us out there sowing and blessing and helping folks. I'm putting requirements on my help from now on. I will bless you, but you got to listen. You got to get involved. You got to donate your time. And man up. And man up.
And man of God. Yes, Lord. Man of God.
Go ahead.
I was listening at you talking, and I'm listening at everyone on there, Pastor Dwayne, when he was talking about the fishermen. They wasn't that was a job. That was a trade. That was their that was their trade to be fishermen.
That was their trade.
And when Jesus saw them fishing, he called each one up name by name. He told them, he said, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I'll make you fishermen of men. We going to win some souls.
We winning souls right now.
Yes, we are.
See that portion rule. We getting folks that we ain't got to talk to personally.
Yes. And you also was talking about when Jesus was sitting around the table and all those was the disciples, they all was men. Sitting around the table with Jesus, all the disciples. No women was there. They was all men.
Man,
and my brother and I, we all talked about that. They was all men. No women. And then when you were talking, this was dropped in my spirit. What happened
Come on.
In the upper room?
Upper room.
What happened in the upper room?
Woo-hoo!
What happened in the upper room? That was 120. And it was not all men. They had some women in there. Mary and Martha was in there. What happened in the upper room? Men and women was there.
That was Jesus dispersing his glory freely for everyone.
Yes, Lord. That's what I'm saying.
That made the change right there that it wasn't just for Gentile and Jew. It wasn't for man or woman. It wasn't for child or animal. It was for all.
All.
Because when he came back, that was the revelation that now I have paid the cost. I have fulfilled the prophecies that all have a right to the tree of life.
That's it. Amen.
The new covenant
Hallelujah.
Put in place that you go to Hebrews chapter 8. You don't have to go to your brother, your sister, no preacher, no deacon, and nobody else. You could go to the Lord one-on-one because I am the new priest. I am the new, covenant.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, man. Yes,
that
Lord.
Says
Hallelujah.
You have a right to the tree of life one-on-one. You don't need me. Don't say, Pastor, can you help me get to God? I'm going to tell you the right scriptures because you got the same right I got.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You better than me.
Yes, Lord.
He knew better. Hallelujah. He had better plans for your life than he ever would have for mine.
Yes,
guess
yes,
what?
Yes, yes.
There's a blessing waiting for you right now, and my
yes.
name ain't on it. Oh, my Jesus.
Right.
Whoa. Wait a minute. There's a new revelation for somebody out there, and I'll never know it or see it. But are
well,
you
I claim
really?
It for me.
You better get it. You better get it. You
I
better
claim
get it.
For me. I got my hands up, man of God. I just threw my hands up. Jesus.
I'm pushing.
My hands up.
Portion room push. Come on. Anybody out there that can give right now, I need everybody that can give a little bit of their own blessings,
ooh,
healings,
Jesus.
And deliverance to push it in the portion room that God deliver
it.
I'm pushing it all. I don't need nothing.
Yes.
Take it all, Lord. Give it.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And when you talk
push
about
it.
Jesus.
Pastor DeWayne, can you push it? I'm pushing it.
Oh, push Jesus. Hallelujah. Pushing it.
Mm-hmm. I am pushing it.
Pushing it.
God,
my God. Oh, yeah.
And this is the dynamic thing about the portion rule.
Thank you.
You have to resist all receiving. Even though God is, even though you can feel it coming, say, I gave
yes.
it. You got to keep pushing it back in.
My
keep
God.
Pushing it.
Yeah.
Push it. Push it.
Pushing it. Push.
Push it.
Now, this is our bus hour right now. James Hudson is, I don't have to bust him. He came in. Wait a minute. Hold on. Where'd he go? Oh, he knew I was going to throw him under the bus. He knew it. Push. I need everybody on this line tonight to say,
man,
you know
God.
What? I'm blessed.
Yes.
I need everybody on this line to say, you know what? I'm good enough and give away freely.
I am good enough.
I'm blessed.
Now push
and give
freely.
Away freely. Push
the favor,
freely.
The love, the
yes.
grace, the healing, the
yes.
deliverance. Just push it in the portion
push.
Room.
Push it in the portion room.
Yes.
Watch when you walk out on your porch. You're going to say, my city looks different. Wait till you go to the grocery store. You're going to say, oh, the people
push.
Look different. Because we're pushing.
Yes, Lord.
Push.
Go ahead, woman of
yes,
God.
Yes, push. And guess what just dropped down in my spirit? When you say push, I push love.
Push
love.
Push love. Hallelujah. Push.
That's the number one ingredient.
Push love. Yes. Number
love,
one.
Love
push
covers
love.
All. Love covers a multitude
yes.
of sins.
Of sin, yes.
Yes.
Push the anointing.
Push love. I'm pushing love. I'm pushing
love.
Push love.
I'm pushing love. I'm pushing love.
I'm
pushing love.
Pushing love. This is why Jesus hung on the cross. This is why Jesus hung on the cross. Because of love for us.
Thank you,
and I heard you say that two thieves was hanging on the left and one on the right.
Yes.
Come on.
And one was arguing and he was saying some of everything because he said, get up down from me if you are the Son of God. And the other one said to him, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. Remember me.
Remember me. He said, no, right now. He said, no, what did he tell him? He said, right now.
Right now, remember me. And even though what they did, they beat him. They put a thorn on his head. They spit on it. They ridiculed him. They whipped him
they
off his
saved.
Back.
And they got
and
saved.
And all the flesh came off of his back. And he still looked down at them and said, my Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. That's love.
Love.
Hallelujah.
I'm pushing some
that's love.
Hallelujah.
I'm pushing some love.
You,
I'm pushing love. Oh,
push
love.
Yes.
And don't you know love produces forgiveness?
Yes,
that
it
takes
does.
Away all
yes.
unforgiveness?
Yes.
Teach us, Jesus, how to forgive. Oh, love. Push love, y'all. Push love.
Push love.
Push
love.
Jesus.
Push love. Because without love, it's popping us nothing.
Without love, you don't know who Jesus is. Oh my God. I'm pushing love.
Hallelujah. Praise him.
Yes. We're like an underway.
I can just feel so much love coming back.
Yes.
You know you're in the right place when you're refusing love, saying, "No, I'm pushing it back."
I'm pushing it back.
Your cheeks are getting all pink and sore. You've been laughing for 15 hours. That's how I feel right now. I'm all giddy and stuff, and I ain't laughing. I haven't laughed. But the spirit of God, of love, love, you can't refuse
it. Push love.
Push love.
Push love.
Look, we didn't turn man up the movement into pushing love. Push love.
Yes, Lord.
Love you, Evangelist Valentine.
Hey, we love you guys.
We love you all. Love
Pastor,
you.
Pastor D. We praying for your ministry up there in Madison. We know God is growing.
Yes, he's doing an awesome job. He's doing an awesome job. And we're going to push love. He said,
"Now we pushing love. We pushing love to you. I'm pushing more to you.
No, I'm pushing more to you guys.
You know, the Bible says you can't be God's giving. I'm pushing love to you.
Push.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all better remember the Porsche rule.
Pushing it.
Hey, love you guys. Appreciate you.
I just want to thank God tonight.
Love you too. I just want to thank God for moving tonight
in such a mighty way.
That's without question. You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. But everybody know you are beautifully made by God. It ain't soft to say I love you. It ain't soft to say you're beautifully made by God. It's confession that if God is love, I must be loved. Because the Bible says, if you don't love, you don't know God. Ooh, so I don't want to hear no more, I know God. Because God is the essence of love. Let's go to that next level. Let's say no more. I'm resurrected. I am resurrected with him. Because the ball is in your court. I'm calling everybody out tonight. I got to end on this note. What will you do with the words of Jesus Christ? The next time you have to choose between looking at pornography or the web, or choosing moral purity for Christ's sake, what will you choose? The next time you are tempted to lie or get yourself out of trouble to tell the truth, what will you choose? The next time you are tempted to be lazy rather than being a diligent servant, what will you choose? The next time you have the choice to serve someone or pamper yourself, what will you choose? See, I understand it comes down to this. I must deny myself, make you first. So everyone that I know, everyone that follows, everyone that believes with me, everyone that's covenant with me, I see better for you because I deny myself. I see less struggles for you because I take up my own personal cross. And as you follow him, you could go ahead and go first because I'm going to follow him too. And I say, as we really pray that we're resurrected, because that's my new life. I'm resurrected. My old is gone. I am resurrected, and I am following each principle that you've given me, Father, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I ain't talking about next week. I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about a right now revelation of your word here on earth as it is in heaven. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. I love you personally. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.